I will rejoice, for he has made me glad.
It's time for the Spirit and Truth broadcast, sponsored by the Free Pentecostal Church of Harriman. Address all correspondence to Brother David Spakes, 1050 Rome Street, Harriman, Tennessee, 37748. And here's your evangelist, Brother David.
If you have a physical or a spiritual need today, you can call 882-7360. Or, if you feel the Spirit of the Lord is urging you to give and to satisfy some of the needs of the people who may call in, you can call 882-7360. I was talking to a man in Harriman this week who said he had a trunk full of shirts and sweaters that he would like to give to someone if they have a need. And the clothes are sized to fit a small man. And if there's anyone out there under the sound of my voice who has a need for men's clothes, the shirts and sweaters for a small man, you can call my home at 882-7360, and one of us will bring those shirts and sweaters out to you. Now, before I begin the message for today, I want to say a big hello to Gertie Brown at Johnson's Healthcare Center. The Lord blessed her with two radios recently, and she was just telling me how excited she was to get to listen to preaching and gospel singing again after so long. So, hello, Mama Brown. God bless you, and God bless all you pretty ladies out there at Johnson's Healthcare. We're going to begin a message today, and I'm going to entitle it just Peculiar People. Christians are definitely a peculiar people. When the Lord picked out the Israelites out of all the world to be his chosen people, and there in the Bible it says that we are grafted in, that when the Israelites, when the Hebrews, when Jesus came unto his own and they received him not, it was like they were branches broke off of the tree that represented the kingdom of Israel. And where those unbelieving Israelites were broken off of this tree, the Bible says that we were grafted in. And that's why Christians can receive the same promises that were given to the Israelites and to the kingdom of Israel, God's chosen people. And that's why the Bible says that we are a chosen people, a peculiar people. And there is just some scripture verses in here, some of the promises that God made to his people that we can receive and we're entitled to because we are children of God. If you're saved and you've accepted Christ as your Savior, you are one of the Christians that is entitled to the same outpouring of blessing and giving that God has given to his chosen people. Now let's start in 2 Corinthians in chapter 4. There's some scripture verses I want to read here. I just like to start out that they're just touching to me. They're beautiful to listen to and inspiring and all. Just let me read here. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 in verse 8 says, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed." A Christian has things coming up on him all the time. The Bible says that many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the verse doesn't stop there. It says, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him from them all." Christians have, the devil fights them all the time. But that's what the whole point of being a Christian is to declare. When you get saved and you say a sinner's prayer and you get sincere with God and you get right with God, you declare war on the devil. And from that day forth, you've got to fight him with spiritual warfare. But what's so wonderful about it is he can't win. I was speaking at Piney Grove Baptist Church last week, and I was telling them about the victory that we have in this life and in the life beyond. Because if you're saved and you're living right with God and you're committed to sticking to God and to sticking on the Lord's side, there's nothing that the devil can do. He can get you down and depressed sometime, but God can turn right around and give you a joy that no man can take from you. It's just there's nothing that the devil can do that can overcome you if you stick to the Lord's side. It says we are troubled on every side, but not distressed. The Lord said he would give you a perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed upon him. It says we are perplexed, but not in despair. The spirit of fear does not come from God, it comes from the devil. The Lord has given us a perfect peace, as I said. We're persecuted, but not forsaken. Even when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the fire, they weren't forsaken, because when the king Nebuchadnezzar looked down into the fire, he said, "Did we not throw three men into the fire? And yet I see a fourth man, and the fourth man is like unto the Son of God." We are persecuted, but we are not forsaken, because God will go with us through every trial, through every tribulation. And I heard one preacher say he'll walk through the fire with you. And I love that. That's wonderful to me, to know that God will never forsake you. He said we're cast down, but we're not destroyed. There's times that the devil will throw stumbling blocks in our way and something to trip us, put it in the way of our path, but we are not destroyed. A Christian can always get back on their feet and start fighting the devil again. There's never a time when we have to lay down our life and just give it all up. There's never a time that we have to do that. Paul said we're running a race. And it's just like the marathon, because you can run that race. It's 26 miles long, and you can run that race and take as long as you want. You can get on some rocket shoes and run that thing real fast, or you can go as slow paced as you want to. But the whole point of running the marathon is to get to the end. And the Bible says, he that endureth till the end, the same shall be saved. Because on this race that we run, we could stop off at the hot dog stand and just decide we're going to cool it for a little while and just forget all about God. But you don't have to do that, my friend. You can keep pushing to the mark. Paul said, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, we can keep pushing forward on this race that we run, and we never have to stop or turn back, because a Christian always has the power to go forward. Now, let's read in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, starting with verse 9. Again, here's some more scripture that I just love to read. Because a Christian, starting in verse 9, is as unknown and yet well known, as dying, and behold, we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, yet possessing all things. The church, it seems like sometimes you walk into a church and there's very few people that come to a service maybe, and it just seems like the church, nobody even knows about it because no one ever comes. But I want to tell you what, when the world gets in trouble and there's no other way out, they'll turn to the church, because they know, even people that have sworn they'll never go into a church and they'll never be a part of the work of God, when they're in trouble and there's no way out and the world turns against them, they turn to the church. And that was that, and just to point out, just make my point, the Noriega, that leader in Central America, when he had no other place to turn, he turned to the church and wanted sanctuary. He wanted a place where he can go, to where he could be safe. And because when the world turns against one of their own, I mean, there's no place for them to run except to the church. There's no place that's safe in this world except in the hands of God. It says we're troubled, or it says we're as unknown and yet well known. And that just holds true in every case. It's as dying, and behold, we live. Paul says, I die daily. We have to crucify ourselves with Christ daily. And we're as dying, and yet we live. Paul said, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And it's Christ in us, the hope of glory, that's what's supposed to show forth. Behold, we're as dying, and yet behold, we live. As chastened and not killed. The Lord said he's like a father over his children, and he chastens, or he punishes the ones that do wrong. And yes, Christians can do wrong, but we're not supposed to. I mean, when you're taking care of your children, you don't want them to do wrong, but they do sometimes. But if they ask forgiveness, I bet a lot of parents out there would forgive their children. It says we're as chastened and not killed. Bible even says if you're not chastened, if the Lord doesn't punish you at times, you better be watchful. You better beware, because you might be just out of the will of God and the Lord not even watching for you anymore. It says we're chastened and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing. It's a sorry thing sometimes for a Christian, because sometimes the family, you get a concern for your family and for your loved ones and for your friends, because they haven't accepted the Lord, and you get a concern in your heart for those Christians or for those people, because you would like them to be Christians. But God says that when Jesus went away, and he told his disciples, I'll be gone for a little while, but then I'll come back and be with you for a little while. And they didn't know what Jesus was talking about. But he said, it's just like a woman in childbirth. He says, when the child was being born, and when it's time for the labor to come forth, that woman is sorrowful, and she is in, because she's in pain. But as soon as the baby is delivered, the sorrow is never remembered because she's just so happy that God has given her a man-child. And that's what being a Christian is like. Sometimes we go through hardships, and sometimes we go through sorrowful situations. But when God saves that loved one, or God saves that person, and He takes care of the concern that's on your heart, the sorrow is never remembered, because in the end, the Christian has the victory. The Bible says that in Deuteronomy, God said He'd make you the head and not the tail. I mean, if you don't want to be at the very end of your rope at all times, I mean, God said He'll make you the head. He'll make you the very start of it. He said you don't have to be the last one. He'll make you the head and not the tail. That's in Deuteronomy 28, verse 13. And we'll turn over to Deuteronomy in just a minute, but let me finish this reading in 2 Corinthians. The Bible says that we are as poor, yet making many rich. We are as a poor people because sometimes, because we don't go after the things of the world, or at least we're not supposed to a great extent. We're supposed to just stick to the Lord and stick to His mighty hand. And the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and then all these things will be added unto you. If we keep our mind stayed upon the Lord and we keep going after what's the Lord's, sometimes you have to do without things for a long time, for a long period of time. And the Bible says we are as poor, but we make many rich because we have something that the world does not have. And if anybody out there knows anything about economics or about money, when something is rare, it is very priceless. Diamonds are rare, and they're very priceless. They're very they cost a whole lot because there's not enough to go around. But we have something that the world don't have, and there is enough to go around. It's just to get it, you have to come to the Lord, and you have to accept the free gift. We make many rich. We are as having nothing and yet possessing all things. Because even though the Christian doesn't go after the things of the world in this life, the Bible says that those things are laid up for the Christians in the life to come. Because when the world, I mean, the Bible says, what good is it if a man just achieve the whole world, if he possesses the whole world and yet loses his own soul? And that's what's happening to a lot of people today, because they're going and they're collecting up things, and they're collecting up, laying up treasures on earth, and they're collecting up things here. But when they die, they're not going to be able to take it with them. And the Lord says that what they have heaped up and what they have collected up is just going to fall right into the hands of the Christians. And I thank the Lord for that, because when we lay up our treasures in heaven, when we pass on and this world's over with, we're going to have treasure there and treasure here. And I thank my Lord God because, I mean, He has given us so many things if we just seek after Him. If we seek after Him first, and just forget the world and seek after Him first, He said, all these things will be added unto you. And when they come, just accept them, because the Lord is giving them to His faithful Christians. Well, it looks like it's getting close to time for me to go, so I guess I better make a few announcements. You're invited to come to the Free Pentecostal Church in Harriman, Tennessee. The regular services are Wednesday at 7 p.m., Sunday morning at 11 a.m., and Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Now, there's a prayer service starting back up, and it will be held every Friday at 7 p.m. And on the first Saturday of every month, that's next Saturday, there will be a singing at the Free Pentecostal Church. And there's always good gospel singers there, and I just thank the Lord that I'm able to listen to the gospel singing that's there. Now, this Sunday night, the Straightways from Knoxville will be singing at the church, and everyone is invited to praise and fellowship with us. I'll be preaching at the church tomorrow morning, and the Lord will just have to lay something in my heart. It might be a continuation. There was a lot of scripture verses I wanted to touch on today that I didn't get to read. Just got through two. That's all right. The Lord will do something, and I'll be preaching at the church in the morning, so maybe the Lord will move on me to finish this message then. Well, before I go, let me mention one more time that a person in Harriman has a trunk full of small-sized men's shirts and sweaters that he would like to give to someone who needs them. So if someone's out there has a need for those small-sized men's clothes, don't hesitate. Call me at home, 882-7360. Well, it's time for me to go, friends. So keep in mind John chapter 4 and verse 24, which says, God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth.
This has been the Spirit and Truth broadcast, sponsored by the Free Pentecostal Church of Harriman. Address all correspondence to Brother David Spakes, 10508 Rome Street, Harriman, Tennessee, 37748.